A new report finds the United States leads the world in treating a few kinds of cancer, in part because doctors are aggressively going after the disease. Ann Thompson reports on one example in Focus on Technology.
Lawrence Reed is in his chair waiting to get another dose of chemo. The Northside man is lucky to be alive. In 2009, he started getting very sick.
That's what made me go to the hospital. I was real bad. Couldn't eat, couldn't drink, couldn't do anything.
How are you feeling now?
I'm great now.
He's feeling great, but his cancer is not yet in remission, and doctors say he'll have to have a bone marrow transplant. In the beginning, somebody thought he had tuberculosis. When that series of medicine didn't work, Reed went to University Hospital. That's where he learned he had Hodgkin's lymphoma, a cancer that begins in cells of the immune system. He lost 75 pounds. Now back up to 202, Reed has a smile on his face, despite two failed treatments. Aside from the disease, there have been other challenges. His medicine is $15,000 a month, and doctors say his family's support network is lacking. Sometimes he can't find a ride to university. But the recently dedicated bone marrow transplant center and its new team of experts are committed to making him well through individualized, patient-tailored plans.
Our goal is that within 3 years, we will shift the paradigm of how cancer care is delivered in this nation.
And the way Director of Leukemia Dr. Steve Medlin intends to do that is with patient-specific treatment driven by the patient's medical, spiritual, and emotional needs. Lawrence Reed knows.
You know, they stay on you, they call you, they make sure you get in here, and yeah, they get down on you if you're not following the plan that they have, you know, to make sure you stay focused on what you got to do to get better.
Dr. Medlin is part of the stem cell transplant team treating Reed. His team recently moved to Cincinnati from the University of Arkansas. It had such a good reputation that patients are traveling from other states and from other countries. Earlier this month, UC Medical Center CEO Brian Gibler welcomed Medlin and the others at a ribbon cutting for the new center.
This beautiful space that you see here is something that we are very, very proud of.
The new bone marrow transplant center is part of the UC Cancer Institute. It is investigating new treatment options, including ones that have never been tried in humans. It is also working with researchers at Cincinnati Children's Hospital to individually tailor drugs to patients.
Patients that come in will have protocols for chemotherapy that look at pharmacokinetics of different drugs, look at how patients metabolize drugs on an individual basis, so that we can take this information about how we think they'll, how this drug or this treatment might work for them in their particular situation, but also how the drug will work for them, how their metabolism may change the outcome, or what we might need to do to better support them and enable us to be the most successful.
A patient from London had failed the standard care and hospice was called. He chose to fight on. Cincinnati doctors are now treating his cancer with aggressive therapy. He's already had a bone marrow transplant. The center is collecting stem cells in a different way. Besides the traditional way of extracting them from a needle in the hip, they are also able to collect them through the bloodstream. Medicine encourages the stem cells to circulate. The blood is drawn through an IV, and a centrifuge pulls them out with the other blood going back to the patient or donor. Joanne Pixler's lymphoma is pretty standard, and her treatment is by the book, but she's still glad to be a patient at this new center.
Sounds like we've gotten some of the best doctors in this facility. It's wonderful. Everyone on the staff has been incredibly kind and helpful.
As you can hear in her voice, Pixler is very optimistic and grateful her cancer was caught early. She was diagnosed this past Christmas time.
The lymphoma is a cancer of the lymph system, so it could appear anywhere. Mine happened to appear on my airway, so I was having trouble breathing. I have asthma, so initially we tried to tweak asthma meds and stuff. But then when that didn't work, they sent me to a pulmonologist who got a CAT scan and we found the tumor.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation examines the world's health problems and studies how well society is addressing them. It is out with a study on cancer treatment showing the U.S. leads the nation in brain cancer treatment and ranks third for colorectal cancer treatment. The nation is doing better than average in treating stomach and breast cancer, in part because of aggressive approaches. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.